Hey everybody, it's Jim Sama from jimandlisasama.com. Welcome. And today I wanted to share with you an extremely useful statistic. So whether you're an employee in a network marketing company, MLM business, or even if you have your own traditional business, I wanted to have you be aware of this fact. Everyone wants to retire with some sort of a nest egg, so that they don't have to struggle in their later years. Fact is that in today they say that in this age, it's nearly impossible for the average person to save enough money to live comfortably. I mean, let's face it, we're living longer, we're healthier, we have supplements that make us look better, feel better, and actually live longer as well. So after expending our life savings on unforeseen circumstances, and you know, it's just everyday life, you know how it is, and then you have college tuitions, and sports are very expensive now in school, cars, insurance, so you kind of get what I'm trying to talk about. Well, at that point, my wife Lisa and I had to take a really good hard look at where we were going, and when we reach our retirement age and what was going to be available for us. We certainly don't want to be in that category that we're going to be working till we're 70 or 75 years old. So one of the options, and it seemed like the only option for us, was that we took a very serious look at the network marketing profession. It really seems as though it's the only kind of profession and source of income that becomes residual, that we actually get paid whether we do this or not once it's built. And it's also the least expensive investment for the greatest amount of return. Sure, there's other things that you can do, but everything out there seemed very risky when we started researching these things. So below I sort of put a chart in of a network marketing income versus annual earnings and the assets that you actually need to make that kind of money on a residual basis. In fact, when I did the research, there were actually financial advisors use this 10-year U.S. Treasury bond study as a benchmark to calculate actually how much you would need to invest to receive a certain amount of monthly income. Now, the following schedule that you see below you highlights the amount of the money that you would need to have invested to earn the income stream in that network marketing income business, and that can give you, if you develop, the equivalent in a residual income. Now, please remember that this is just an example of how powerful residual income and network marketing can really be in your quest to really create a real live wealth and time freedom for you and your family. So what I'm going to do now is basically show you the power of what we create. And the chart above that will show that, it shows it actually in great detail. What we create is probably one of the most powerful assets today in a network marketing company that allows us to do, and I believe quicker than almost any other vehicle that you have that's offered out there. The reason that we can do that, and you really should understand this, is that when we start to create an income stream, we're actually creating an asset. But that asset is what we would call a hypothetical asset. And the good news about this is that we can't get it. We can't get to it. It's allowed to grow without us having access to it. So here's an example. The power of that we looked at, this first simple step, is to create a $300 asset. $300, and that becomes residual. We created approximately $300 a month, okay? That's $3,600 per year. And that equates to an asset that you'd need probably $90,000 invested in a 10-year treasury at approximately 4%. Now, to create the same asset and to put $90,000 in a treasury account, you would have to have earned $180,000 because the government is going to take half of that. So if you go and back up and look at what you're creating within a matter of months, you have created an asset with a valuation of $90,000. So here's a crazy statistic, but it's actually realistic in this profession to actually do. If you were making $1,500 a month, which is extremely doable in a network, in a good network marketing company, that's $18,000 a year. So we've literally created an asset of $450,000, and that's after taxes. So we would have had to have earned almost $1 million because the government takes about half of it. I just hope you realize and understand how powerful this really is. What we're doing is creating an asset with no taxes, tax implications on the creation of it, only on the income stream. And at the same time, it's true. God forbid, when you pass on this asset, since most network marketing companies allow you to pass it on the residual income actually right to your family, to your children. So here's the thing that really got to Lisa and I. Basically, we're able to will it to the next generation at full value with the same income stream that we created. That means that's really, again, nothing as powerful as anything out there today. So I kind of wanted to get that message across to you, that you don't need $90,000 in a bank to make $300 a month and pay taxes on what would have been $180. This is all done for you in a residual asset. And doing this with the right company, you're creating massive incomes with massive assets. This is an incredible tool to talk to people about because and it attracts their interest from a financial planner's view. So please, this is Jim Sama. We have jimandlisasama.com. I want to get you started on your dreams and not someone else's. So please feel free to go to my website. We wrote a book called The Home Business Blueprint. It's a free copy. Please opt in and see if this business is right for you. Again, let's get started in your dreams. This is Jim Sama. Have a great day.